读约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 1.
新约约翰福音第一章。
In the New Testament, Gospel of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
第一节
Verse 1
太初有道道与神同在道就是神
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
这道太初与神同在
He was with God in the beginning
万物是借着他造的凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的
Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John.
这人来为要做见证就是为光做见证叫众人因他可以信
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light so that through him all men might believe
他不是那光乃是要为光做见证
He himself was not the light He came only as a witness to the light
那光是真光照亮一切生在世上的人
The true light that gives light to every manwas coming into the world.
他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。”
John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we thank you and we praise you.
你何等爱了我们。
How you have loved us.
你是在为我们道成了肉身。
For you have become flesh for us.
你住在我们的中间。
And you've lived among us.
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
You are full of grace and truth.
从你丰满的恩典里我们都领受了。
We have received from your grace and your truth.
感谢你，今天我们凭信就得以站在这恩典的地位上。
We thank you that by faith we can stand in the position of grace
早晨我们和众弟兄姊妹一同站在这恩典的地位上
with all the brothers and sisters today we stand in this position of grace
我们一同来仰望神的荣耀
we come and look upon your glory
主我们求你来开启我们
Lord, we ask that you will open us.
求你的圣灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
我们把我们自己都交托在你恩典的手中。
We surrender ourselves into your hand.
让我们在你面前恩上加恩。
That we may receive blessing after blessing.
让我们在这里都被带进主的同在的当
中。That we may be brought into your presence.
主早晨，我们一同来仰望。
This morning we come and seek you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们刚才读的这一段的圣经，我相信大家都很熟悉。
The passage we just read, I trust that everyone is very familiar with.
如果你去夏丁会的话，你知道这是我们晨更的材料。
If you went to the summer conference, you'll know that this is our morning watch.
在这段圣经里面，它特别让我们看见基督的荣耀。
This passage tells us that we need to, about the glory of Christ.
今天早晨，我愿意借着这段圣经和弟兄姊妹就交通这个题目，就是基督的荣耀。
This morning, I want to use this passage to share with all the brothers and sisters about the glory of Christ.
我们知道约翰福音是一卷非常特别的福音书。
We know that the Gospel of John is a very special Gospel.
我们知道一共有四卷的福音书。
We know that there are four Gospels.
那么每一卷福音书都有它自己的重点。
And each Gospel has their own emphasis.
它都给我们看见这一位荣耀的基督到底是怎样的一位。
And it tells us, it shows us, this glorious Christ, how he is.
在前三本福音书里面，让我们看见他是那永世的君王。
It shows us in the first three Gospels that he is the eternal king.
他是神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
他是那一位完全的人子。
He is the perfect son of man.
当我们来读约翰福音的时候，
But when we read the Gospel of John,
发现这里面所让我们注视的乃是他的神性的一面。
It causes us to focus on the deity.
或者我们可以说是让我们注视基督荣耀的一面。
It causes us to focus on the glory of Christ.
当神显出来的时候，这就是荣耀。
When God is revealed, it is glory.
我们知道基督的荣耀是一个非常强大的吸引的能力。
We know that the glory of Christ has a great attractive force.
在所有的受造物当中。
In all of creation,
你看人是特别受荣耀吸引。
You find that man is especially drawn to glory.
因为当起初神造人的时候，就以尊贵荣耀为冠冕，要赐给人。
Because when God first created man, He wanted to give man honor and glory as a crown.
弟兄姊妹，你发现荣耀对人有非常特别的吸引的能力。
You'll find that glory has a special attraction for man.
有的时候，我盼望我的孩子能够好好的读书。
Sometimes I want my children to read.
我说你如果读这一本书，我给你奖品。
I tell them if you read this book, I'll give you a reward.
那个力量不是很大。
I find that motivation force was not very strong.
后来他们去图书馆。
But then they went to the library.
那里说如果你读二十本书的话，给你一个 trophy。
But in the library, they said, if you read 20 books, we will give you a trophy.
我发现那个 trophy 的力量非常的大。
Find that the trophy was a great motivation for them.
哦，那个吸引能力非常的大。
That attractive force was very strong.
好，他们非常认真的在那里读书。
And then they were diligent in their reading.
一口气可以读三本四本的书。
They can read three or four books in one sitting.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人和其他动物真的是不一样。
You'll find that man is very different from all other creatures.
你说人是特别看重荣耀的。
Man really pays attention to glory.
你看在那个奥林匹克运动会上。
When you see in the Olympics.
当那个国旗升起来的时候。
When the flag is raised.
哇，你看那些人哭得像个泪人一样。
You'll find that the athletes are weeping.
但如果你把三只猴子摆在上面。
But if you put three monkeys on the stand.
你看他们好像一点感觉都没有。
You'll find that they seem like they don't have any feelings.
但如果你放了三篮的香蕉在那里。
But if you put three baskets of bananas.
他们可能会更加兴奋一点。
They might be more excited.
弟兄姊妹，人是特别看重荣耀的。
But man really pays attention to glory.
那我们知道这些地上的荣耀没有办法能够和基督的荣耀来相比。
But all the glories of this earth cannot compare with the glory of Christ.
除非你没有见过这个荣耀。
Unless you have never seen this glory.
如果你见过这个荣耀。
If you have seen this glory.
没有一个人不被吸引。
Not one person won't be attracted.
其实我们每一个人蒙恩得救都是从这个荣耀开始。
In fact, each one of us who are saved started from seeing this glory.
圣经上说, 当人不信主的时候是什么光景呢?
The Bible tells us, what is the condition of man when he
does not believe? 他们的心眼被这世代的神弄瞎了。
It says that the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
人不得救乃是没有看见基督的荣耀。
People who are not saved because they have not seen the glory of Christ.
可能我们看见的不够完全。
Maybe we have not seen it completely.
可能我们看的不够的亮。
We have not seen enough of it.
但是只要我们看见这个荣耀。
But as long as we see this glory, we will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，人不得救不是许多其他的原因。The
reason men are not saved is not because of many other reasons.
不是我们的道理讲得不够清楚。It
is not because you did not explain the gospel clearly.
不是那些的理论有多么大的捆绑。It
is not because those ideas had so much bondage.
人蒙恩得救乃是需要基督的荣耀。For
a man to be saved, he needs the glory of Christ.
看见这个荣耀的时候。
When he sees this glory,
这个光就照进黑暗的里面,
the light will shine in the darkness.
人就出黑暗入光明,
and the man can come out of the darkness into the light. From the dominion of Satan to turn to God. Not only is it by this glory we are saved. The reason we want to follow after Christ, isn't it also by because of this glory? Peter says it is by the grace of the glory God has drawn us. It is by his goodness and his glory that he has shined on us. How did Peter come to follow after Christ? How did he come to follow after Jesus? Because Christ has used his own glory and goodness to shine on us. In this whole life of following after Christ, it is because of the glory of Christ has drawn us. It has supported us. When we read about the story of Moses, it is also like this. When he was first called, it was the bush burning and the glory of God shining from within the bush. It is because of this glory that caused him to rise to follow his Lord. It is because of this glory he is willing to put himself down. That he may be willing to lead 2 million Israelites into the Canaan. In those 40 years of living in the wilderness, whenever Moses cannot go on, each time when the men want to stone him, when Moses become hopeless, the glory of God shone in the pillar of cloud. This glory indeed is a great power of attraction. It is the power of life. It is our support. It gives us hope from within. That we may follow after the Lord who loves us. So we need to focus our eyes on the glory of Christ. Each day we need to know and experience the glory of Christ. We all know that we need to know the glory of Christ. Whenever we are weak, often we take our sight off of Him. We see many problems. When we focus our eyes on the problems, we are bitter and we suffer.
让我们下沉,
causes us to be depressed.
让我们受捆绑,
causes us to be bound.
有的时候我们也被许多其他的事物来吸引。
Often we are also drawn by other services.
有的时候我们被恩赐来吸引。
Sometimes we are drawn by our gifts.
有的时候我们为那些美好的经历而吸引。
Sometimes we are drawn by the experiences.
有的时候我们因着人的荣耀而受吸引。
Sometimes we are drawn by the glory of men. Sometimes we are drawn by the bananas.
弟兄姊妹, 在这次夏令会的里面
Brothers and sisters, in this summer conference,
弟兄们有一个很强的负担
There was a great burden among the brothers.
让我们一直注视基督的荣耀
This for us to focus on the glory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不注视基督的荣耀
If we do not focus our eyes on the glory of Christ,
你发现教会慢慢会变质
You'll find that the church will change.
福音会被更改的
The gospel will be changed.
弟兄姊妹，这不是耸人听闻的话语。
This is just something that I heard and I'm telling you.
这是事实。
This is the truth.
如果我们一直注视基督的荣耀
If we focus our eyes on the glory of Christ,
你发现教会要复兴的。
The church will be revived.
纯正福音的真理要一直存在我们中间的。
And the truth of the gospel will be with us.
所以早晨我实在特别有这样的负担。和弟兄姊妹借着这一段的圣经来看基督的荣耀。
So this morning I have this burden to share with the brothers and sisters through this passage about the glory of Christ.
我们知道第一章第一节到第十八节这一段的圣经。
We know that in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 18.
它好像是整本约翰福音的一个缩影。
It is like a concentrate of the entire.
或者是一个浓缩。
Of the entire book of John.
这里特别给我们看见基督的荣耀。
It especially tells us about the glory of Christ here.
在第一节这里。
In verse 1.
那里说太初有道。
Says in the beginning was the word.
这里面有一个动词。
There is a verb here.
在中文和英文里面你都找不到那个合适的翻译。
But in actuality, in Chinese and in English, you do not find the right translation.
因为在中文和英文的里面，我们缺少一个时态。
Because in the Chinese and in English, we are missing a tense.
这个时态在希腊文里面叫做未完成时态。
In the Greek, this tense is called the imperfect tense.
这个时态是描述什么说的呢？
What does this imperfect tense tell us?
它告诉我们一种继续的一种的状态。
It tells us it's a continuing condition.
是当一件事物无法用时间来描述的时候，在希腊文里面就用这个动词的时态来描述。
When something cannot be described in time, this tense is used in Greek.
所以这里面我们看见它不是过去时。
We know that this is not the past tense.
也不是现在时。
It is not the present tense.
也不是将来时。
It is not in the future tense.
它乃是超越时间的一个时态。
It is a tense that surpasses time.
这里告诉我们在时间以前的永恒的里面。
It tells us that in the eternity past.
在时间以后的永恒的里面。
In the eternity future.
从永恒到永恒。
From eternity to eternity.
那里有一个话。
There is a word.
那里有一个奇妙的话。
There is an amazing word.
我们这话乃是一个人的发表。
We know that the word is an expression.
我想最简单来讲，话就是一个人的发表。
To simply put it, word is an expression.
这是谁的发表呢？
Whose expression is this?
后面他告诉我们说，这个话是与神同在。
Then it tells us the word was with God.
我们知道这是神的发表。
We know that this is an expression of God.
我们说基督乃是神的话。
Christ is the word of God.
基督乃是神的发表。
Christ is an expression of God.
这里面他后面告诉我们说这道就是神。
Then it tells us the word was God.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
他告诉我们说这个话的发表是完全的、准确的、真实的发表。
It tells us that this expression is a truthful, accurate, and complete expression.
他把他要发表的这一位完全的、准确的、真实的发表出来。
The expression has expressed perfectly, completely, and accurately the one who is expressing. This is the glory of Christ. A lot of times, men want to express themselves fully. Of course, there are also sometimes people want to hide certain things. But even if you want to express yourself completely,to express yourself accurately
发表的真实
to express yourself truthfully
是何等难的一件事
it is very difficult
所以常常有的时候我们在神的面前祷告的时候
so often when we pray before the Lord
我真的感到人是虚晃的
we find that we are full of false
我们想把这句话讲得让人家没有误会
a lot of times we want to say things that so that it would not cause any misunderstandings.
那个气就来了。
As soon as you say something, your wife gets angry.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候真的想把我们的心都掏出来的。
Sometimes we want to pull our hearts out.
可我没有办法把我们里面的光景完全的表达出来。
But we cannot fully express our thoughts.
基督他是神的发表。
But Christ is an expression of God.
是完全准确真实的发表。
He is the complete, perfect, and truthful expression of God.This is the glory of Christ.
不仅他是神完全准确真实的发表。
Not only is he the complete, accurate, and truthful expression of God.
后面他接着告诉我们。
It tells us, it continues.
他告诉我们创造。
He tells us about creation.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这告诉我们说基督乃是神有效的发表。
It tells us that Jesus is the effective expression of God.
他说有就有，命立就立。
Whatever he says becomes true.
他的筹算永远立定的。
All he says will be fulfilled.
他的意念万代长存的。
His thoughts exist through all generations.
弟兄姊妹，这个发表是有效的。
This expression is an effective expression.
这个发表是带出结果的。
This expression results.
只要他说了，就有了。
As soon as he says it, it becomes
true. 只要他命立了，就立了。
When he, declares it becomes so. This indeed is the glory of Christ. He is the complete, accurate, truthful expression of God. It is the effective expression of God. Not only so, it continues to tell us more.
It
says the life is in him.
他是神活的发表。
He is the living expression of God.
他活活的把这一位荣耀的神彰显了出来。
He expressed God in life.
从来没有人见过神。
There's no one who has seen God.
唯有父怀里的独生子将他表明了出来。
Only the only begotten Son of God has expressed him.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候就告诉门徒。
So when Jesus was on this earth, he told his disciples.
你们看见我就是看见父。
When you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这太荣耀了。
This is indeed glorious.
就你看见这个话，你就看见这个话所要代表的那一个人。
When you have seen this word, you have seen the person who is expressing this word.
所以这里面给我们看见一件非常重要的事。
It tells us a very important point here.
就是你看见基督的荣耀。就是看见父的荣耀。
To see the glory of Christ is to see the glory of God.
我们知道父的荣耀是没有人可以看。
We know that the glory of God no one can look upon. The glory of the Father no one can look upon.
我们知道我们的父住在人不能靠近的光中。
Because the Father dwells in the light that's unapproachable by man.
这个荣耀太大了。
The glory is too great.
没有人可以看见神的这个荣耀而能够存活。
No one can look upon this glory and live.
所以我们读圣经的时候，发现摩西有一次要看这个荣耀。
When we read the Bible, we notice that Moses one time he wanted to see this glory.
神跟他说，你不能够看。
The Lord said, "You cannot see this glory."
你说这个荣耀太亮太亮了。
This glory is too great.
好像今天有的人他想去看太阳一样。
Just as people today, maybe you want to look at the sun.
如果你定睛观看休斯顿日午的太阳。
If you focus your eyes on the noonday sun of Houston,
他们说八分钟你的眼睛就会永远的瞎掉。
Researchers say if you stare at the sun for 8 minutes, you will be blind forever.
这个光太亮了。
This light is too bright.
你没有办法用你的眼睛来看。
You cannot look upon it with your eyes.
但人可以借着一个三棱镜。
But man can use a prism.
来看见这个太阳光的荣耀。
To see the glory of the sunlight.
当你看见那七色彩带的时候
When you see the rainbow,
你看那七色彩带的荣耀就是太阳光的荣耀
When you see the glory of that rainbow, it is the glory of the sunlight.
所以我们知道那一次神把摩西放在一个磐石的穴中
We know that that time the Lord placed Moses in the cleft of a rock.
磐石乃是指基督说的
We know that this rock speaks of Jesus.
那个磐石的洞穴是怎么来的呢？
Why is there a cleft in the rock?
原来是他为我们钉十字架而用。
It is because he was nailed to the cross.
钉十字架的基督，乃是那个三棱镜。
The crucified Christ is like that prism.
所以摩西是被摆在那个磐石的穴中。
So that's why Moses was placed in the cleft of the rock.
就圣经上说他看见神一切的恩赐。
Is he saw the grace of God.
在这个磐石的血中，摩西看见神一切的恩赐。
In the cleft of the rock, Moses saw all the grace of God.
那个是基督的荣耀。
That is the glory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank him, praise our Lord.
今天在耶稣基督的身上，我们看见神丰满的荣耀。
In Christ, we can see the glory, grace of,
所以当主耶稣在变化山上的时候,
of the Father. And when Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration,
定睛观看基督的荣耀,
and we find that the disciples were able to look upon Jesus. 在哥林多
后书第四章那里告诉我们,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us,
叫光从黑暗里分, 吩咐光从黑暗里出来的神,
it is the one, the God who calls the light out of darkness,
已经照在我们的心里,
has shining in our hearts.
使我们得知神荣耀的光现在耶稣基督的边上。
That,
借着耶稣基督，我们可以看见神的荣耀。
By Jesus Christ, we can see the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督的荣耀。
This is the glory of Christ.
他把这一位荣耀的神完全的彰显出来。
He has fully expressed.God.
看见基督的荣耀就是看见神的荣耀。
To see the glory of Christ is to see the glory of the Father.
如果我们认识这一点的话，
When we understand this point,
弟兄姊妹，我们真的对罪就更深的认识。
We will have a deeper understanding of sin.
我们会晓得我们在罪中是何等的深呢？
We will understand how deep we are in our sins.
当我们的主在地上行走的时候，
When our Lord was on this earth,
他常常的喜乐。
He wasAlways rejoicing.
他不住地祷告。
He prayed continuously.
他凡事谢恩。
He gave thanks in all circumstances.
这是基督在地上的时候所彰显出来的荣耀。
This is the glory Jesus expressed on this earth.
所以这次我们的弟兄也告诉我们， 当我们没有喜乐的时候，
So this time our brother told us in the summer conference,
我们乃是亏缺神的。
That when we do not rejoice all the time,
我们要在神的面前回头。
We fall short of the glory of God, and we
need to repent. 我们知道我们在神的面前光景是不对的。
We know that our condition before the Lord is not correct.
我们弟兄告诉我们，虽然我们可以有公义，可以有和平。
Maybe we have righteousness and justice.
但是如果我们生活里没有喜乐的话，
But if you do not have joy in your life,
我们亏去了神的荣耀。
We have fallen short of the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督的荣耀的头一个方面。
This is the first aspect of the glory of Christ.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
这个道太荣耀了。
This Word is indeed glorious.
它是神那丰满的彰显。
It is the full,
完全准确的发表。
It is the full and complete expression of God.
有效的活的发表。
Effective and living.
这是这里面给我们看见基督荣耀的第一个方面。
This is the first aspect we see about the glory of Christ.
后面他就告诉我们说道。
Then it tells us, the Word was with God.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean? What does this mean?
在那个永世的里面，
In that eternity,
有谁在那里呢？
Who was there?
有谁能够与神同在呢？
Who can be with God?
只有这个道与神同在。
Only this Word was with God.
基督的独一性是他的荣耀，弟兄姊妹。
It's because Jesus Christ is the only one. That is also his glory.
他是父的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son of God.
他与父独享那个荣耀。
He and the Father only
enjoy
the glory.
他与父同尊同荣。
He has had the same,
只有他还有这个资格与父同享这个荣耀。
position, and only he had the privilege to enjoy this glory.
基督的独一性乃是他的荣耀。
Christ's one and only is his glory.
后面你发现的第三节这里，他告诉我们创造的时候。
Verse 3 it tells us about creation.
这里非常的稀奇。
It is interesting.
他说万物是借着他造的。
Says all things were made through him.
我觉得这是够清楚了。
I think this is clear enough.
但是他后面又加了一句。
But then he adds another line.
他说凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Says without him nothing was made that has been made.
因这里告诉我们，基督是唯一的创造者。
It tells us that he is the only creator.
他是创造者，不错。
Not only was he the creator.
这里特别告诉我们他的独一性。
But John wants to tell us that he is the only one.
主曾对门徒这样讲。
One time the Lord told the disciples this.
我就是道路真理生命。
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若借着我，人就可以到父那里去。
Man can go to the Father through me.
这话对不对呢？
Isn't this true?
这话绝对的正确。
This is absolutely true.
因为他是道路真理生命，你借着他就可以到父那里去的。
He is the way, the truth, and the life. You can go to the Father through him.
但我们的主不这么讲话。
But he did not say it this way.
他若不借着我，就没有人可以到父那里去。
He says, without me, no one can go to the Father.
主这里告诉我们，他是道路、真理和生命。
The Lord tells us that he is the truth, the way, and the life.
他更告诉我们，他是唯一的道路，他是唯一的真理，他是唯一的生命。
But he wants to tell us that he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life.
这是基督的荣耀，弟兄姊妹。
This is the glory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前只有一条的道路。
We have only one way
before the Lord. 只有基督是我们的道路。
Only Christ is our way.
弟兄姊妹，当你在软弱下沉的时候
，When you are weak and you are depressed.
当你在侍奉中没有出路的时候
，When you have no way in your service.
没有其他的道路，弟兄姊妹。
There is no other way.
只有基督是我们的道路。
Only Jesus is our way.
基督是我们的道路。
Jesus is our way.
基督是那唯一的真理。
He is our only truth.
不是说他有真理。
It is not that he has truth.
别人也有一点真理。
And somebody else has a little bit of truth.
在他以外全是虚谎，弟兄姊妹。
All things beside him are false.
他是唯一的真理。
He is the only truth.
所以我们在神的面前要看见这个事实。
We need to see this reality in the
world. 我们把我们的眼目真的单单定睛在他的身上。
We need to focus our eyes only on him.
弟兄姊妹，在他以外全是虚谎。
Outside of him, all are lies.
他是那唯一的生命。
He is the only life.
我们的生命不过是影儿，弟兄姊妹。
Our lives are only shadows.
我们的生命，雅各书好像一片云雾。
It tells us that our life are only is like a vapor.
出现少时就不见了。
After a little while, it disappears.
所以，如果一个人为自己活的话。
If a person lives for himself.
他这一生真的是捕风，真的是捉影啊。
This life is.Chasing after the wind.
因为只有基督是那唯一的生命。
Only Christ is the only life.
只有基督是那唯一真实的生命。
Christ is the real life.
感谢主，今天基督成了我们的生命。
We thank the Lord that He has become our life today.
让我们今天不再为自己而活。
That today we no longer live for ourselves.
让我们为那为我们死而复活的主活。
That we can live for the one who died and was resurrected for us.
这是基督的荣耀。
This is the glory of Christ.
基督的独一性乃是他的荣耀。
He is the one and only, and that is his glory.
这是基督荣耀的第二个方面。
This is the second aspect of the glory of Christ.
后面他又接着告诉我们。
And it further tells us.
他说，道就是神。
Says the word was God.
这说到基督的神性。
Tells us about the deity of God, of
Christ. 如果我们仔细读这一段圣经的话。
If we carefully read this passage,
我们发现这段圣经重点的告诉我们基督神性的三个方面。
It shows us the three aspects of Christ's deity.
在第三节
，in verse 3,
刚才我们说了，他给我们看见创造。
We already mentioned that he shows us about creation. What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们说，基督乃是那使无变为有的神。
Christ is the one who caused nothing to be.Something to come out of nothing.
你知道偶像都是从无到有的。
We know that all idols
从有到无的。
Are take something and make nothing out of it.
偶像必归于虚空。
All the idols will be empty.
凡造他要和他的一样。
All those who create these idols will be like them.
靠他的也要如此。
All those who depend on these idols
will
also perish.
基督他是始无变有的神。
Only Christ is the one who can create.
他是唯一的真神。
He is the one true God.
在希伯来书那里告诉我们说，那建造万物的就是神。
In Hebrews it tells us that the one who created all things is God.
只有那一位创造万有的，他才是神。
Only the one who created all things, only He is God.
这里面头一方面给我们看见他是真神。
First it tells us that He is the true God.
后面他告诉我们说，生命在他里面。
Then it tells us that life is in Him.
这里告诉我们，他不仅是真神。
Not only does it tell us that he is a true God,
他更是活神。
He is, and that he's a living God.
他不仅是无变有。
Not only does he cause create everything out of nothing, but he also caused men to be resurrected.
So here we see his second aspect, not only is
So the second aspect of his deity is that he is the living God.
后面他告诉我们,
then it tells us
第十节,
in verse 10,
他特别告诉我们说, 他第十节和第十节, 他特别告诉我们说他到自己的地方来。
In verse 10 and verse 11, it says he come to what was his own.
弟兄姊妹, 就着人的眼光来看, 这个地不是他的。
By men's eyes, this world is not his.
当主来到犹太地的时候,
when the Lord came into the land of
但这里面告诉我们说,
the Jews, the people did not consider it his place. But this here it tells us that he came into what was his own. It shows us that this is the third aspect of Christ's deity. He is the eternal king.
弟兄姊妹,
He is the one who will sit on the throne.
虽然地上充满了黑暗,
although there might be darkness on earth,
虽然地上的人来抵挡他,
although the men on earth may reject him,
虽然人不接受他,
although men may not
receive
him,
人把他钉在十字架上,
they nailed him to the cross.
但是他永远坐着为王,
but he is the eternal king.
他是真神,
he is the true God.
他是活神,
he is the living God.
他是永远的王,
he is the eternal king.
当我们这样来看的时候,
when we see this light,
我相信我们会想起耶利米所说的一句话,
we'll remember what Jeremiah said.
在耶利米书十章第十节,
in Jeremiah 10,
我相信大家都是非常熟悉的这节圣经,
you may be very familiar with this passage.
为耶和华是真神, 是活神, 是永远的王,
but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal king.
他一发怒, 大地震, 他一恼恨,
when he is angry, the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath. Every time I read to this passage, one thing I do not understand. I understand that he is the true God, and that he is the living God. I know that he is the eternal king. But I do not understand the second part. Why does it say when he is angry, the earth trembles? And why is it that the nations cannot endure his wrath?
神不是慈爱的神吗?
Isn't God a loving God?
怎么这里面想到他的发怒呢?
Why does it talk about his anger here?
怎么这里讲到他的恼恨呢?
Why does it talk about his wrath?
弟兄姊妹, 当我们读约翰福音第一章这里, 我们就明白了。
But when we read chapter 1 of John, we understand it.
光照在黑暗里, 黑暗却不接受光。
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not receive him.
人活在罪恶当中,
just as man lived in sin.
人不拣选生命, 倒拣选死亡。
Man has not chosen life, but have chosen death.
人不爱光明, 倒爱黑暗。
Man does not love light, it loves darkness.
这位真神, 这位活神, 这位永远的王来到他们的中间。
The true Lord, the living God, the eternal King has come among them.
他们拒绝他,
and they rejected him.
他们辱骂他,
they mocked him.
他们把他钉死在十字架上,
and they crucified him on the cross.
弟兄姊妹能不恼怒吗?
How can he not be angry?
能不恼恨吗?
How can he not have wrath?
感谢主,
but we thank the Lord in this passage. But because the Word became flesh, we did not see the angry God. We have not seen his wrath. But we see that he is full of grace and truth.
弟兄姊妹借着道成了肉身, 恩典和真理是基督的荣耀。
Because the Word became flesh, grace and truth became the glory of Christ.
我们见过他的荣耀。
We have seen his glory.
正是父独生子的荣耀。
That is the glory of the only Son of God.
他应该恼恨的, 他应该发怒的。
He should be angry. He should be full of wrath.
但是他思念我们不过是尘土。
Even though we are but dust.
他没有照着我们的过犯待我们。
He did not treat us as our sins deserve.
他没有照着我们的罪孽报应在我们的头上。
He did not repay us according to our iniquities.
他借着道成肉身住在我们的中间。
He became flesh and he made his dwelling among us.
显出他的荣耀来。
And revealed his glory.
显出恩典和真理。
And revealed his grace and his truth.
在路加福音第一章那里告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 1 it tells us.
神怜悯的心肠，好像清晨的日光，从高天临到了我们。
It says his glory is shine on those living in the darkness and the
shadow of death. 照亮我们这些坐在死荫和黑暗里的人。
And shine in the shadow of death.
把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To guide our feet into the path of peace.
弟兄姊妹，基督借着他的道成肉身，显出他的荣耀。
Because Jesus became flesh, and that showed his glory.
这个恩典和荣耀是从耶稣基督来的。
Well, grace and glory comes from Jesus Christ.
这里面他特别提到摩西。
Here it tells us about Moses.
他说，律法本是借着摩西传的。
Since here the law was given through Moses.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这里面告诉我们说，这些当时的以色列人，他们以为神的思想是律法的思想。
Because formerly the Jews believed that the thought of God was the thought of
law. 这个神就是以律法来带他们的。
It is with the law the Lord treats them.
但是约翰告诉他们不是这样的。
But John tells them this is not so.
神的思想乃是恩典的思想。
But the thought of God or the thought of grace.
从永远到永远，神的思想永远是恩典的思想。
From eternity to eternity, the thought of God is grace.
但因为人不要神的恩典。
But because God does not want the grace of God.
人拒绝神的恩典。
But because man rejected the grace of God.
人轻看神的恩典。
Man despised the grace of God.
神借着律法来引我们到恩典的面前。
The Lord uses His laws to bring us into His glory, to see His
恩典的影儿。
Grace. The law is just the shadow of the grace.
我们看见律法所说的其实是神的恩典。
But when we look at the law, we see it points us to the grace of
God. 但是以色列人他们心里面有一个怕子。
But in the Israelites, there was a fear in their heart.
他们只看见摩西的律法。
They only saw the law of Moses.
他们以为神的思想是律法的思想。
They thought that the thought of God was just the law.
这里面约翰告诉他们，神从永远到永远，他的思想是恩典的思想。
But John tells them here that from eternity to eternity, the thought of God for his people is grace.
当约翰说到这个恩典的时候，
But when John talks about this grace,
他没有说他为我们钉十字架。
He does not say that he was nailed on the cross for us.
他没有说他为我们流出宝血。
He did not say that Jesus shed his blood for us.
难道这些不重要吗？
Are these not important?
难道这些不是首要的吗？
Are these not the most important?
弟兄姊妹，当约翰说到这个恩典的时候，
But when John talks about this grace,
他特别讲了一件事。
He speaks of one thing.
说他住在我们中间。
Is that he dwelled among us.
这个住在我们中间在希腊的原文里面，
and his dwelling among us in the original Greek
是支搭帐篷在我们中间。
It means that he made the tabernacle among us.
我们知道这一个帐篷在旧约里是非常清楚的。
We know that in the Old Testament the tabernacle has a very clear sign.
如果我们看出埃及记的话，
When we read the book of Exodus, 如
果我们读利未记的话，
When we read the book of Leviticus,
我们发现那里有一个帐篷。
There is a tabernacle.
那个帐幕是什么？
What is this tabernacle?
是神和人相会。
It is where the Lord, God and men meet.
弟兄姊妹，这是约翰让我们看见的那个恩典。
This is the grace that John is trying to show us.
他为我们流出宝血。
The Lord has shed his blood.
他的身体为我们裂开。
His body was broken.
他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
He has given us a new and living way.
让我们来到神面前。
That we may come before the Lord.
让我们进到这个会幕的里面。
That we may enter into this tabernacle.
让我们与神来相会。
That we may meet with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是神恩典的目的。
This is the purpose of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，这太荣耀了。
This is full of glory.
你知道在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament,
一个故事大家都非常熟悉的
One story that many of you are familiar with.
就以斯帖要去见王的时候
When Esther wanted to go meet the king.
在这一路上圣经上说他们可以拣选许许多多的东西。
And this, on the way, they can choose many different things.
各种各样的宝物。
They can choose many different treasures.
各种各样这个这个女生爱的东西。
They can pick many things that women like.
那么圣经上说，以斯帖只拿分派给她。
Esther only took what was given to her.
她一直来到王的。
Until she came before the king.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们知道主为我们流宝血是恩典。
We know that today the Lord has shed His blood and given us His grace.
主为我们上十字架，太大的恩典。
That the Lord went on the cross for us, and that is such a great grace.
神把侍奉的这样的权柄给我们，太大的恩典。
The privilege to serve Him, that is also a grace.
他把各种各样的恩赐赏给我们，真的太大的恩典。
All kinds of gifts that He has given us, those are also His grace.
弟兄姊妹，这些乃是这条路上所有的。
These are but the treasures on this path.
不是那个恩典的目的。
These are not the purpose of this grace.
恩典的目的乃是让我们来遇见我们的神。
The purpose of this grace is that we may meet our God.
让我们来与神相会。
That we may meet with our God.
今天有的时候我们在这路上捡了一点好处就离开了。
Sometimes on this path we pick up a good gift and we
leave. 有的人就拣选了这个恩赐就离开了。
Some of us we've picked up the gifts and we're gone.
这条路太好了。
This path is so great.
又新又活的道路。
This is a new and living way.
但是我们在走上去的时候，我们捡了几个东西就走了。
Once we get on this way and we pick up a few things and we leave.
但这里面约翰告诉我们，这恩典不是这样的。
But John tells us this is not what grace is about.
神把这些加给我们，乃是让我们一直来到神的面前。
All these things that God has given us is so that we can come before our Lord.
让我们来与神相会。
It is that we can meet with our God.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样。才能带进真理的光啊。
Only this way can we enter into the light of truth.
当我们来到神的面前的时候
，When we come before the Lord,
我们就蒙真理的光照。
We've been shown on.
我们才晓得神在我们生命中的带领是什么。
Then we can understand what is
the Lord leading us. 我们才认识神的心意。
Then we can understand the heart of our God.
弟兄姊妹，这一次我们的弟兄又特别强调忠心这件事。
This time, our brother also had an emphasis on faithfulness.
说到 Melvin 弟兄，他这一辈子就是挤牛奶。
It told us about Melvin Graham and his whole life. He was.
你知道 Melvin 弟兄他一辈子挤牛奶，他向神是忠心的。
You know, his whole life, when he milked the cows, he was being faithful to God.
但如果我没有来到神的面前
，But if you have not come before the Lord,
如果我没有蒙真理的光照
，If you not If you did not have the light of truth,
不晓得神在我生命中的带领是什么。
You do not know what the leading of God on your life is.
我也去挤牛奶好了。
I go and milk the cows.
我挤牛奶就不忠心了，弟兄姊妹。
But if I milk the cows, that would not be faithfulness.
可能我挤的牛奶比他挤的还多。
Maybe I might be a better cow milker than.
可能我卖的钱比他还好。
Maybe I make more.
Milk
more cows.
我在神面前是作恶的人呢。
But according to the Bible, I'm an evil person.
在箴言第二十章那里特别说到一句话。
Proverbs chapter 20 tells us.
在二十章第六节那里。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6.
说许多人都述说自己的仁慈。
Many a man claims to have unfailing love.
但是忠信的人谁能遇得见
？But a faithful man who can find?
有的时候我们觉着我们。做了很多的事。
Sometimes we feel like we've done much.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以述说我们挤的牛奶挤得多么好。
We may even describe how great.
我们可以到处述说我们自己的仁慈。
How good that we are milking the cows.
但是主这里说，忠信的人，那个忠心的人，谁遇得见呢
？And maybe we can say how much unfailing love we have.
弟兄姊妹，这个恩典和真理对我们是何等的重要。
But it tells us here, a faithful man who can find.
有的时候我们真理的光错了。
Sometimes the light of this truth is wrong in us.
我记得有一次有弟兄就这样的告诉我们。
I remember once a brother told me.
他说他从前都是很好的侍奉的。
He said he used to serve very well.
他后来读到提摩太前书的时候。
But when he read 1 Timothy,
他说人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能管理神的教会呢？
When the 1 Timothy told him, if a man cannot manage his household, how can he manage the house of God?
所以他从此就不大侍奉。
So after that, he stopped serving.
我要好好地管理我的家。
I need to manage my house well.
我要把我的家管理好。
I want to manage it so that my house is good.
然后我就可以来管理神的教会。
Then I can come and manage the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，圣经从来没有说你可以管理好你的家。
The Bible never said that you can manage well your house.
你要好好地管理是对的。
You need to make an effort to manage your house.
弟兄姊妹，你没有办法管理好你的家的。
But there's no way that you can manage your house well.
你知道以色列那个时候，他们就天天想管理好自己的家。
You know that the Israelites, they always try to manage their house.
天天搬自己天花板的房子。
They were building their own houses.
神的圣殿在荒凉的当中。
But the house of God was in desolation.
神的殿在那里被焚烧。
But the temple of God was
burned. 每个人都述说自己的恩赐。
Each person talks about his own
每个人都说自己好好管理自己的家。
He talks about how well they manage their own house.
弟兄姊妹，我们要让真理的光来照亮我们。
We need the light of truth to shine in us.
我们要到哪里去聚会呢？
Where do we go to have fellowship?
是不是这里近我们就来聚会？
Is this place close so we come here?
弟兄姊妹，我们要明白神的旨意。
We need to understand the will of God.
可能神让你去 Dumbo 聚会。
Maybe the Lord wants you to meet in Dumbo.
我不是劝你去 Dumbo.
I'm not trying to tell you that you need to go to Dumbo.
但是你说我非得要在 West Office 不可。
But if you say I can only meet in West Office.
我要在 West Office 很多的侍奉。
I have many service in West Office.
我在这里非常的卖力。
I'm trying very hard.
我做见证的时候述说自己的仁慈。
When I testify, I talk about my unfailing love.
主的话是说。忠心的人谁能遇得见
But the Lord's word says, but a faithful man who can find.
我感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
他借着道成肉身，显出他恩典和真理的荣耀。
By the flesh becoming, by the word becoming flesh, he revealed his grace and truth.
我想因为时间的缘故，我们只能够看着第一节。
So because of time, we can only look at this first verse.
这里面。他至少给我们看见三方面基督的荣耀。
It shows us the three aspects, at least three aspects of Christ's glory.
基督乃是神啊，完全、准确、真实的发表。
Not only is Jesus the accurate and complete and truthful
而且他有
效expression of God,
活的发表。
He is also the effective.
看见基督的荣耀，就是看见神的荣耀。
To see the glory of Christ is to see the glory of the Father.
他的独一性乃是基督的荣耀。
He is the one and only, and that is his glory.
只有他是道路、真理和生命。
Only he is the only way, the truth and life.
那么后面让我们看见，记着他的道成肉身，显出真理和恩典的荣耀。
The word became flesh, and we have seen the glory, and he has revealed his grace and truth to us.
那么后面我们想花一点的时间，我们看看。我们怎样的来认识基督的荣耀
？So I want to spend some time to talk about how can we know the glory of Christ.
当约翰被圣灵启示的时候
，When the Holy Spirit revealed to John,
他不仅让我们看见基督的荣耀
，Not only did he cause us not to see the glory of Christ,
他也让我们知道、认识和经历。基督荣耀那条的路。
He also showed us the path, how to know and experience the glory of Christ.
我们知道，当我们要认识一件事物的时候
，When we need to know something,
有一件事是非常重要的。
One thing that is very important,
那就是光。
And that is the light.
你发现，你认识不同的事物所需要的光是不一样的。
You know that for different things, you need different light.
如果你要认识一个树叶的结构。
If you want to know the details and the components of a leaf,
你把它放在显微镜的底下。
You put it under a microscope.
你需要那个灯光来照亮。
You need the light of day.
无论你的放大镜有多好。
No matter how great your magnifying glass.
如果没有这个光的话，你就什么都看。
No matter how great the lens is, without the light, you cannot see it.
那如果你要看我肺里的光景的话
，If you want to see the condition of my lungs,
你需要 X 光。
You need the X-ray.
你需要 X 光才能看见我肺里的光景。
Only with X-ray can you see the condition inside the lungs.
今天医学发展到一个地步，他们说他们可以看见癌细胞。
Today medical technology has advanced to the point that they can see the cancer cells.
他们告诉我们说，告诉我说他们把那个荧光打到那个身体的里面。
They can put a fluorescence in the body.
然后那个癌细胞就吞吃那个。那个荧光
and the markers the fluorescent markers can attach itself to the 你就可以看见那个癌细胞的生长 the cancer cells and under a machine you can detect the fluorescence
如果我们要来认识基督的荣耀
if you need to understand the glory of Christ
我们也需要光的
we also need light
什么光呢
what kind of light
这里面约翰告诉我们那是真光
John tells us this is the true light
我们需要真光
We need the true light.
什么是这个真光呢?
What is the true light?
乃是生命的光。
It is the light of life.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命的光，当你读圣经的时候，在创世纪第二章就有了。
When you read the Bible, it tells us about the light of life in Genesis chapter 2.
我们知道在这个创世纪第二章里有两棵树。
We know that in Genesis chapter 2, there are two trees.
一棵树叫做生命树
One tree was the tree of life
一棵树叫做分别知识善恶树
The other tree was the tree of knowledge of
good and evil 这两棵树代表两种的光
These two trees represent two types of
light 一个代表生命的光
One is the light of life
一个代表知识的光
One is the light of knowledge
弟兄姊妹生命的光和知识的光是完全不一样的
Brothers and sisters, the light of truth and the light of life, of knowledge are completely different
我记得在前两年我给我父亲传福音的时候
I remember a few years ago when I was sharing the gospel with my father
我说人都有罪的
I told him all men have sin
在他得救之前
Before he was saved
他完全同意
He agreed with me completely
人太有罪了
He says men definitely have sin
但你看这些人多么骄傲
You see how proud these people are
就连你们基督徒都很骄傲
Even you Christians are so proud
他告诉我说今天讲到那个人怎么骄傲
And he would tell me how this person who preached today was full of pride.
下一次讲，哎，这个人还不错。
And then the next person, he might say, well, that guy is better.
他充满了知识的光。
He is full of the light of knowledge.
当他蒙恩得救的时候。
But when he was saved.
当他那天做受洗见证的时候。
When he gave his testimony for his baptism.
我从来不知道自己是这么骄傲的。
I did not realize, he said, I did not realize how much pride I had. I thought I was such a gentle person. I was a very humble person. Everything I was so humble. When people talk about glory, he would go back. When they're giving out housing, he would go to the end of the line.
It
says even the... the secretary of the party was more proud of than him.
弟兄姊妹，当他接受这个生命的光的时候
，when he accepted the light of truth of life，
他看见自己是何等的骄傲。
He saw how proud he was.
你说知识的光都是照别人的。
The light of knowledge shines on other people.
这个生命的光却是照亮一切生在世上的人。
But the light of life shines on everyone.
它照亮我们这个人里面一切的黑暗。
It shines on all the darkness that's in us.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌让我们得着知识的光。
The enemy wants us to receive the light of knowledge.
他最怕我们得着的是生命的光。
But he does not want us to receive the light of life.
所以，如果人没有得着生命的光的时候
，When a person has not received the light of life，
当他只有知识光的时候
，Only he has the knowledge。The light of knowledge.
他落在更大的黑暗里。
He will be in a greater darkness.
你知道有些人他们知道是有神的。
You know many people know that there is a God.
因为诸天都述说神的荣耀。
Because all heavens declare the glory of God.
传扬他的手段。
All the earth declares his works.
但你发现这些信有神的人，你让他相信耶稣是更难的。
But if you find that that the people who believe that there is a God, if you want them to believe in Jesus, is even more difficult. But because the light of knowledge has caused their eyes to be blind.
你看这些犹太人,
When you see the Jews,
他不仅相信有神了。
Not only do they believe in God,
他们相信有一位真神了。
They believe in one true God.
他们还得到圣经知识的光了。
They even have the knowledge of the Bible.
圣经有的人是倒背如流的。
Some of them know the Bible so well.
当这位荣耀的主来到他们面前的时候
，But when this glorious God had come appeared before
them, 他们不仅不接纳他。
Not only did they not accept him,
反而把他钉死在十字架上。
But they crucified him to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the deception of the enemy.
仇敌今天让我们来追求知识的光。
The enemy wants us to pursue after the light of
knowledge. 让人落在黑暗的里面。
But cause man to be in darkness.
你说人落在死亡里就够可怜了。
When you see that man is in death, he is
already pitiful. 落在黑暗里是更可怜的一件事。
To be in darkness, that is even more pitiful.
你知道生癌本身来讲是不是那么可怕的？实际来讲，
To have cancer is really not that horrible.
可怕的因为没有光啊。
But to without light is it's
你看不到它在哪儿啊。
You cannot see it.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌的诡计，让我们来抓住知识的光。
Deception of the enemy is for us to pursue after this light of knowledge.
感谢神，神让我们得着的是生命的光。
But we thank the Lord because the Lord wants us to receive the light of life.
所以这里面他告诉我们，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
And it tells us here, yet to all who receive him, to those who believe
in his name, 做神的儿女。
He gave them the right to become the children of God.
所以这是你能看见一个接待。
And tells us that he has received us. By receiving him, we can receive this light of life.
这等人不是从血气生的，
These are not born,
不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Children not born of natural descent nor human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
神让我们今天得着这生命的光。
The Lord wants us to receive the light of life.
只有在这生命的光的里面，你才能够来认识这基督的荣耀。
Only in this light of life can you understand and know the glory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，当我们接受这生命光的时候
，When we accept this light of life,
这个光在开始的时候还好像黎明的光一样。
When we first receive, it is like the light of the dawn.
这个光要越照越明的。
But this light will become brighter.
这个光要照明到一个地步，直到日午啊。
It will get brighter and brighter until it is like the noonday
sun. 所以这里面给我们看见，我们到底应该怎样的来追求。
It shows us how we need to pursue.
我们需要追求生命的长大。
We need to pursue the maturity.
好让这个光是越照越明的。
So that this light will get brighter and brighter.
今天有的时候我们很愿意追求知识的光。
Today we often want to chase after this light of knowledge.
不是知识不好。
It is not that the knowledge is bad.
但如果我们没有生命光的话
，But without the light of life.
你发现我们所表现出来的还是一个孩子的光景。
We'll find that we are still in the condition of children.
我儿子有一天非常高兴地从这个学校回来。
One day my son came back from school.
哦，非常的高兴。
He was full of joy.
他在这个三岁班的那个里边。
In he was so happy. He was in the three-year-old class.
他说他们班上有一个女生。
He said in his class there was one girl.
让他的妈妈告诉我太太。
Had her mom tell his wife.
他说他们家的女儿要嫁给我们家儿子。
Said that she wants to marry our son.
弟兄姊妹，这是知识的光。
This is the light of knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们每天都追求知识的光的时候
，If today we only pursue after the light of knowledge,
虽然我们讲的是对的话
，Maybe we might say the right things.
弟兄姊妹，那乃是一个婴孩的光景。
But we are still in the condition of children.
我们感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
在这段圣经里还有第二个接待。
There is a second point.
前面有一个接受。
There's a second stage in this passage.
接待他的那就是 receive， 就是接受。
The first step is to receive.
后面还有一个接受。
There's a second
receiving. 从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。
It is the fullness of grace that we have all received.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要追求生命的长大。
If we want to pursue the maturity of life,
约翰告诉我们，我们要一直的领受他的恩典。
John tells us that we need to constantly receive His grace.
神以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
The Lord has crowned us our years with His grace.
我们经历领受恩典有多少，我们的生命成熟就有多少。
The maturity of our life depends on the condition of how much grace we have received.
所以这里面约翰告诉我们要恩上加恩。
John tells us here that we will receive blessing one after another.
什么叫做恩上加恩？
What does it mean to receive blessing after blessing?
恩上加恩有太多的这个 grace upon grace.
Okay.
恩上加恩实在有太多方面的意义。
There's a lot of meaning to grace upon grace.
你知道恩上加恩告诉我们说，每一次我们蒙恩的时候。
Each time we receive grace.
每一次我们在神的面前，来遇见他的时候。
When we in His grace, whenever we meet Him.
我们仍然站在蒙恩的地位上。
We still stand in the position of grace.
不是我们有什么。
It is not that we have something.
一切都是领受的。
Everything we have received.
虽然我领受了这个恩典。
Even though I may have received this grace,
但是就我个人来讲，还像从前一样的软弱。
But from my perspective, I'm still just
我的肉体和从前是一样的败坏。
My flesh is still as corrupt as before.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来领受恩典的时候
，But when we receive grace in this way,
你发现在我们身上就是恩上加。
We will find that we have grace upon grace.
今天一个很大的难处。
There is a difficulty today.
就是我们这个人好像没有办法盛装神的恩典。
It is the problem is that we cannot contain the grace of God.
神如果还没给我们开路的时候，我们还站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
Even before the Lord opens a path for us,
神稍微多给了我们的恩典。
We stand in
神稍微加给我们一点的祝福。
When we don't have anything, we stand in grace of God. But when
我们就觉得我们跟别人不一样了。
Then we find that we feel like we're different from others.
我们觉得我们比别人都高了一块。
We feel like we've ascended higher than others.
我们从恩典的地位上坠落下去了。
Then we fall from the position of grace.
这里面约翰告诉我们要恩上加恩。
But it tells us here to
receive grace upon grace. 无论我们蒙了多少的恩典。
No matter how much blessing.
无论神记着我们有多少伟大的工作。
No matter how much works the Lord has
done for you. 让我们一直站在蒙恩的地位上。
That we may always stand in the position of grace.
好让他的恩典一直的加添在我们的身上。
And that His grace can be poured more on us.
这个生命的光在我们里面是越照越明啊。
So that the light of life may shine even brighter in us.
恩典临到我们身上的时候。
When grace has come upon us.
它总要成就它的工作。
It will accomplish its work.
当恩典产生出它的果效的时候。
When grace bears fruit.More grace is added on.
如果我们扣留神的恩典，
if we hold on, if we suppress the grace of God,
你就发现你就常常经历不到恩上加恩。
Then you will not experience this grace upon grace.
弟兄姊妹，神的恩典要成就事情的。
The grace of God will accomplish things.
有时候神的恩典带进真理的光的。
Sometimes the grace of God brings in the true light of truth.
他让我们在他面前看见我们自己的光景。
Sometimes he causes us to see our own condition.
我记得有个见证。
I remember a testimony.
有三个单身的姊妹。
There were three single sisters.
他们都住在一起。
And they all lived together.
那么感谢主，其中有一个姊妹有了男朋友。
We thank the Lord. One of the sisters got a boyfriend.
啊，非常的高兴。
Everybody was so happy.
不是 everybody， 他和别人不
同。Not everybody was happy， just she was happy.
但是到了这个周间的时候，他还是不高兴的。
到了周间。
周间就是这个 weekday。
Oh, okay. During the weekdays, she was still not happy.
周末非常的高兴。
She was very happy during the weekends.
但是周间她还是觉得很孤单的。
She still felt lonely during the weekdays.
另外两个单身的姊妹看到这种情形。
When the two other single sisters saw this,
她们非常难过。
They were very sad.
说你看她都有男朋友了。
They say, look, she already has a boyfriend.
她周间还是这么愁苦。
She's still so sad during the weekdays.
你看我们怎么办呢？
What about us?
我们周间周末全都很痛苦的。
We are sad on weekdays and weekends.
当他们两个来到神面前祷告的时候。
But when they came and prayed before the Lord.
他们看见基督的荣耀。
They saw the glory of Christ.
他常常喜乐。
They are joyful always.
弟兄姊妹，他们两个在神的面前悔改。
And they repented before the Lord.
这是罪。
They said this is sin.
在你面前忧愁是罪啊。
To be sorrowful before the Lord, it is sin.
所以他们来到神的面祈求神的恩典。
So they came before the Lord and sought His grace.
神的恩典充满了他们。
And their grace, and the Lord, grace of the Lord filled them.
他们又单身了九年的时间。
And they were single for 9 more years.
在这九年的里面，他们充满了喜乐。
And they were full of joy in these 9 years.
弟兄姊妹，这是恩上加恩。
This is grace upon grace.
恩典要成就它的果效的。
Grace will bear fruit.
如果我们在神的面前肯领受这个恩典。
If we're willing to receive this grace before
the Lord, 让这个恩典在我们身上成就他的工作。
If we will allow the grace to bear its fruit in us,
发现这个恩典源源不断的要临在我们的身上。
This grace, you'll find that it will continue to pour on us.
我是来感谢我们的神。
We indeed thank the Lord.
恩典的神。
He is the God of grace.
他的恩典是够我们使用的。
His grace is sufficient for us.
让我们在生命中常常来领受他的恩典。
May we receive His grace in our life.
好让我们里面这生命的光是越照越明
so that,
直到日午
so that this light of life may shine brighter and brighter until it is like the midday sun.
让我们对基督的荣耀有更多的经历和认识
that we may experience more in knowledge of the glory of Christ.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你是那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
You are the one who called us out of darkness into the light.
求你除去我们里面一切的遮蔽。
Can take away all the things.
除掉我们人里面一切的黑暗。
Take away all the darkness in us.
让我们在你的光中得以见光。
That we may see your light in your light.
让我们都追求着生命的长进。
That we may pursue after the
maturing of our life. 让你的恩典一直的加添在你儿女的身上。
May your grace be added on to your children.
让我们里面的光越照越明，直到日午。
May this light shine brighter and brighter until it's like the midday sun.
让我们都敞着脸来注视基督的荣耀。
And that we may turn our face to look upon the grace.
你来做改变的工作。
Do this changing work. We give you all the thanksgiving and praise. Listen to our prayer. By the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.